Blog Talk Radio.
Amen and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church. And I greet you in the powerful and mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on today, giving reverence to God, who is the head of my life, to Apostle Deans and everyone in their respective places. I just thank and praise God on tonight. I'm so delighted that you have chosen to study with us on tonight. And I just extend a warm welcome to everyone that hasn't been on here before. I just thank God for you, and you on tonight. We're going to get ready to call our Bible class, our study of the Word, to order. We're going to have a brief devotion, a song, a scripture, and a prayer. And then we're going to get started in our Bible class. Amen. Amen, amen. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 27. The Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fail. Though an host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not do war, shall rise against me. In this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemy round and about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry. With my voice have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, would I seek. I have just read you from Psalms 27, from the first verse to the eighth verse. May God bless the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come tonight humbly before your throne of grace, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come on tonight, Lord, just confessing and repenting, Lord, and every known and unknown sin, Lord. And we ask you to forgive us tonight and cleanse us through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you on tonight to search our heart, our mind, and our spirit. If there is anything in there, Lord, that should not be, Lord, and I ask you to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you tonight, Father, to create in us a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit and a sound mind on tonight, Lord. And I come tonight asking you to bind the strong man from our lives in the name of Jesus. Bind every strong man that try to come against the radio broadcast. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind every negative demon, every negative word, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just ask you to bind up every demon that's on assignment. Your assignment has been canceled. We serve you your eviction notice on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, you got to go from this radio broadcast in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Bless everyone that's on here and everyone that's supposed to be that's not on here, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you praise on tonight. We give you glory. Bless this, thy Bible class, thy study of your word, Lord. And let me decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase and teach your people, Lord. Just let the rabbi come up and come out, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I be careful, Lord, to give you the praise, give you the glory, and give you the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Tonight we're going to be talking about the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit of God. He's part of the Trinity of God. And we want to talk about, because a lot of people don't know about the Holy Spirit of God. They don't know about the Holy Ghost. But we should know, because he is God. God is the Father, God is Jesus Christ, the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So we want to just talk about the Holy Spirit. On tonight, we're going to discuss some of his personality traits and warns about his sensitive nature, because the Holy Spirit is very sensitive. He's not going to force himself on you. He's not going to make you do anything that you don't want to do. He'll try to tell you that's wrong in a little still, quiet voice. Sometimes it don't be quiet. You know, it be louder, because I've heard him say loud, then I hear them holler at you. So Jesus spoke of the Holy Spirit as he. Jesus said in John chapter 15:26, he said, he shall speak of me. In John chapter 16:7, he said, I would send him unto you. In John chapter 16:13, he said he shall not speak of himself. In John chapter 16:14, he said he shall glorify me. So what I want to do now, I just want to read those for you, because we have to understand the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. We got to understand him, because God, when Jesus left, he sent the Holy Spirit to us. So we need to know he's always there. We can talk to him. I talk to him all the time, because I don't have nobody else to talk to. And he's right here with me, so I know. Chapter 15:26 says, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. That's what Jesus said. He will speak of me. Now, when he went down to where John the Baptist was baptized, he came up and the Spirit of God was all over Jesus when he went down. So this is some of the stuff he's talking about, that he would speak of him. I got it right here. He said, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. The Holy Spirit bears testimony concerning Christ. If the Lord Jesus Christ is real to you, that is that work of the Holy Spirit. See, one way to tell whether the Spirit of God is working is whether Christ is being glorified. If the Lord Jesus is not as real to you as you wish he would be, ask the Spirit of God to do a work in your heart. See, we need the reality of Christ in our hearts and lives. See, if it's a lot of people, and I probably wouldn't dare do it, but it's a lot of people, they say, well, Lord, you know, they pray that prayer, well, Lord, if it's you, can you show me a sign? If it's you, can you do this? I probably would never say nothing to God like that, because I believe and I trust what he say. But it's some people that told me they've done that. And I don't know if I would ever do that. But if you just feel like you need that, God will show up. The Holy Ghost will show up. When I tell you, he's not a respecter of person. If you talk to the Holy Spirit, he's going to talk back to you. If he knows when it's in your heart, he knows when you talking to him, he knows what he's right there. So when you sincere in your heart, he know that too. So if you talk to him and say, look, they tell me it's the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, and I don't know if it is or not, but if you real, show me some kind of sign. Let something happen, you know, to show me that it's only you. And I bet you, and I'm not a betting person, but I'm telling you, he'll show up, because he's not a respected person. And a lot of people don't believe in the Holy Spirit. They don't believe in the Trinity. But see, I have to believe what the Word of God says. I have to believe what's in the Bible. I can't go on what they might have said or what they might have meant. But I have to go exactly what's in the Word of God. I can't rear off and say, well, I just know that they said the Father and the Son, but I don't know about the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you something. That's the only sin that God does not forgive. It's blaspheme against the Holy Ghost. And I'm not going to say anything against him, period. I don't care what nobody say, because I believe. I believe in my heart, and I know it for myself. So don't let people tell you because you can't see him. You can't see Jesus, and you can't see the Father, and you can't see the wind. So now what? But you know it's blowing on you. So now what? So I just believe what the Word of God says, and try him and see won't he speak back to you. Sincerely try him, because there's a lot of people, like I say, do not believe in the Holy Ghost. I don't know what the problem is, but I do know I do. So in John chapter 16, verse 13, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. See, it's a lot of things and a lot of stuff the Holy Spirit gonna show us. But he know where we are in God. He know where we are. He's not going to tell us or show us something that we're not ready for. Because a lot of us, we still on milk when we need to be on some steak. We still on milk. But it's a lot of us ready, and we want to know. And the Holy Spirit knows when to show us what we need to see and teach us what we need to know. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall bear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. That's John chapter 16, verses 12 through 14. Now, the Holy Spirit, when Jesus left, he said, I need to go. And I'm going to read that verse too in a minute. I need to go so that I can send him back for you away. He won't come, but I have to go away so he could come. The Holy Spirit, the Comforter. And a lot of times people forget about him. I mean, he's here with us all the time. You could talk to him just like you talking to anybody else. He's right here. And he will talk. I've heard him just so loud and clear. It'll just shake you up if you ain't never heard him. But I know you have. But he'll shake you up. Just speaking right. He'll speak right back so quick. But you got to believe him. And you got to trust him. Because he's the Spirit of truth. He bring that truth on out. He won't sugarcoat nothing. He going to tell you just like it is. And you can say, well, I'm finna go do this. He'll say, no, you better not do that. And you think it's you. Girl, something told me not to do that. What you mean something? It was him, the Holy Spirit. And I've done it before. Girl, something told me, no, it wasn't something. It was the Holy Spirit of God. And when he tell you something, you put your finger on it, it's there. Because he see it, and he know what's best for us. So we don't know it at all. We're to keep growing in grace and in the knowledge of God, of the Holy Spirit. How can we do it? We need to study that word more. Study that word more. Staying in the face of God. Stay in the face of God. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of truth, just like I said. He would lead and guide you into all truth. He guided the apostles just as the Lord said he would. And we find these truths in the epistles. The Spirit of God came to see these men at Pentecost, and he guided them in the truth, both in their preaching and in their writing. We can see how this was fulfilled in the apostles. Now, it's been times that I prayed while I heard the Holy Spirit say, Rabbi. And at first, I didn't know who he was talking to about. You know, maybe he was telling me to tell somebody else. And I told Ed and, you know, but he was studied calling me a rabbi. Then I found out the rabbi was a teacher. And I said, Lord, am I a teacher? God give us whatever gift he want to use us. He give it to us. Yeah, just give it whatever he want to use us. Just like the time when I was telling people I was a prophet years ago. He told me, you know, don't tell nobody else that. He said, I use whom I please, how I want to use them. And believe me, I didn't tell nobody else because it's not my gift, but it belongs to God. So we have seven steps right here. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth has come. He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak of himself. He shall speak whatsoever he shall hear, You hear what I say? He'll speak whatsoever he shall hear. He will show you things to come. He shall glorify Jesus, and he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. So that what I'm saying here is, a lot of times when we hear the word of God, when we hear a word from God, a prophecy, it's the Holy Spirit speaking. It says the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, has come. He will guide you into all truth. He'll tell you the truth. He's going to tell you. You know that. He will not speak of himself. He shall speak whatsoever he shall hear. Now, he hearing this from the Father. He will show you things to come, and he will. This is just prophecy. But we have to be listening. We have to listen. Sometimes we're so busy. We don't think we are because we sit still. We might have our feet up on the ottoman or on the couch or whatever in the bed. And we think we still, but our minds are going 100 miles an hour a minute. And we can't hear nothing he's saying. And I didn't really think that was true until it happened so many times to me. Because what it's like when your mind do slow down, you be catching the tail end on what he say. So many times I have caught the tail end on what the Holy Spirit was saying to me, and he don't repeat it. You'll catch it next time. He won't repeat it because I prayed and prayed. I didn't hear you. Yeah, but you will have to slow down so you can hear the Holy Spirit speaking. We have to slow down, not just with our movement, but in our mind, in our heart. In our minds, we're moving, we're thinking about what this is. We're thinking about we're going to the store, we're going to work, we're doing this and doing that. And the Holy Spirit trying to tell you something. And your mind so bogged up, he is a gentleman. He will not force it. He will not. You got to pay attention. If you miss it, it's on you. I've missed it before many times. And he, like I say, he won't come back. And that's why a lot of times most prophets, most men and women of God, but more so most prophets, they like to be to themselves and be quiet because they can hear the Holy Spirit speaking when they're quiet. If you talking on the phone or got the TV on, I mean, you can have it on, but cut down. Or a lot of times we need to get out from in front of the television so much so we can hear him. But if you keep your mind so occupied, he won't be able to talk to you. He'll be talking, but you won't hear. And when he do talk, he's going to holler at you because he having to talk over everything else. I've had that happen to me. I've had him to show me people, and I wasn't paying no attention. And I guess he got tired of showing me the people. He put some real close to my face. I said, who is that? But if I had been looking and paying attention with my spiritual eye all the time, he wouldn't have to push it close to me like, are you looking? Are you listening? Because I wasn't. I was busy doing something else. It's so important in this day, age, and time to be so connected with the Holy Spirit, because he, the Holy Spirit, is who Jesus sent back that would lead and guide us. That's who leads and guides us. We have to pay so attention to him and be so careful to listen for him and to him, because he would have told us all this. He was telling me stuff, and I didn't get it right. I thought it was going to be a snowstorm, a winter storm, or something. But I did know that he said, stock up. Pack your freezer, get you a lot of water, all this kind of stuff. And I'm telling people, I probably missed half of it too. And so he'll reveal it to the prophet before something happens. If we're listening, if we're paying attention, we will know it before it happens. We will. So if we, all we need to do is stay focused on God. Don't let nothing throw you off of focus, because it's hard to get back to where you were in Christ. Don't let it throw you off of focus. I have a girlfriend that she go to work every morning. I'm impressed. She calling me at 6:15. Y'all know I'm just getting good in my prayer. So this morning I stopped. I talked on to her, you know. Well, I'll call you at 2:30 when I get off. I said, okay. And the Lord saying, well, you just finished my prayer. So when she called me at 2:30, we talking. And she said, well, I'm going to let you go. I said, wait a minute. I said, you can't call me in the morning till after 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, because you know I'll be praying. Oh, yeah, I forgot. But I don't think you forgot. You just wanted to talk. It doesn't matter. But we can't let people be doing for God. We can't get distracted like that, because I'm telling you something, distraction will easily come. I'm telling you, I get distracted all the time because, like I say, I'm older, and my man be jumping like a popcorn, be jumping here and there, and I forget this and forget that. Oh, I'm supposed to be studying, because the devil wants you to not study. He wants you to not pray. He wants you to not fast. He likes that. But we got to stay focused and in tune with the Holy Spirit of God. That's who we got to stay in tune with. We pray to the Godhead, but we got to be in connection right now with the Holy Spirit, because He will lead us and guide us. He'll lead us and guide us if we pay attention. We're not paying attention. So since we've been told these steps, we have to have a way of testing what we hear and read. So, like I say, if you just want to do this, and I just, you know, I don't even want to hardly say it, because I just don't say things like that to God. I don't say, well, if you, the Holy Spirit, you do this or you do that. I don't know. But if you want to do that, do it. Because He's going to speak back to you. You ain't never heard Him like I have. Try it and see. So you can believe even the more. Because He'll check your faith in your faith. He'll make your faith grow in the faith that you have. New faith. If you hear His voice like I have. Okay, that was all of that verse. But He said he shall speak of me. I will send him unto you. He shall glorify me. He shall not speak of himself. He won't speak of his own self, but he'll speak of Jesus. He'll glorify Jesus. And Jesus sent him to us. This is what I know. He sent him to us. You sit down by yourself and you talk to him. Ask him to let you know he's there. And he will. If you speak to him, the anointing is going to come. You're going to know he's there. You're going to get hot. The anointing is going to come because he's going to let you know, I'm here. He's not going to let you down. Try it and see. Try it and see. I mean, I don't know. He'll do it, though. The Holy Spirit is called God. It's like God the Father. You know, he's part of the Trinity. God the Son of the Son, Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. And they all have special functions on behalf of mankind. He's called God. But Peter said, Ananias, why have Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? Thou hast not lied unto man, but unto God. That's Acts chapter 5, verses 3 and 4. See, a lot of times we lying is in God hates a liar and saying things, and believe me, I've done it so many times until God grew me up. I'm not going to just sit up and lie, you know, just to be lying. I won't do that. And the devil can fool you because, honey, I used to tell him I ain't home. The phone will ring and stuff like that. You know, just lying. Just saying stuff that I don't even have to lie. Just say, I'm not talking to you right now. Or can you call me back later? You know, stuff like that. If we could cut out those, that's a big help. When you don't do it, it won't come easy. It won't come easy. And when you tell one lie, you have to tell some more to cover that. But since he is called God, the Holy Spirit is equal with God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son. The key verse is when Jesus was getting baptized and the Holy Spirit descended on him and God speaks. See, my thing is the Holy Spirit clearly, or to whoever was out there, the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus and God spoke. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. So he heard him. Everybody around heard. Sometimes God will make a believer out of you, out of us. And now, prior to returning to heaven after his ministry on earth, Jesus spoke of the Holy Spirit. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. See, and this is why I'm saying it's so important for us to stay connected to the Holy Spirit. And I know a lot of times when I pray, I be praising God, praising Jesus, the Holy Spirit, I mean, praising Jesus, praising the Father, but a lot of times I don't say it like, I praise you, Holy Spirit, but we need to start addressing the Holy Spirit and see what happens. I'm telling you, if you would address him, pray to him to lead you, ask him to guide you, he will speak to you. I'm telling you, God, the Holy Spirit will speak to you. All you have to do is talk to him. You don't have to be, oh, Lord, and all this kind of stuff. You don't have to do that. Just Holy Spirit, should I turn here? Should I go over there to that store, Holy Spirit? And just give it a minute. And I bet he leads you where to go because, you know, it don't take him all day. It don't take him all day to answer you. He's going to lead you in the way to go, tell you when to talk. When I tell you, he's taught me when to be quiet, when to talk, when to say something. I used to tell people all my business because I wanted them to be happy for me. But I see what they was doing, what the Holy Spirit showed me. So now he said, be quiet. Be quiet. You know, and it's like that because everybody's not happy when you get your car and when you get your house and when you get a new dress or a new hairdo, whatever it is. People are not happy for you like that. And people used to think I was bragging. I ain't have a pot or went talking and hoping God would do what he do best. Bless him. You can't boast in nobody but God, and that's what I try to do. But the Holy Spirit, if you listen to him, if I listen to him more, because I'm beginning to, like when I go in prayer, I sit there and I praise God right there. I sit there and I praise him. I can praise God for 2 hours or 3 hours just praising him. I ain't got to ask it for none. I ain't got to pray for nobody. I just want to love on you, so I'm going to praise you. The Holy Spirit will come. The anointing will come. And I know he's there. And now I'm trying to let somebody else know so they can feel the same way. I'm trying to open you up so you can start doing this. And I know a lot of y'all already know what to do. But some of us don't. You know, and I'm just trying to help somebody because, you know, I usually, most of the time, just teach leaders. Most of the time, leaders just get on this radio broadcast. But sometimes it's people that they probably leaders, but they haven't got to where the other leaders are. And so they need to know about the Holy Spirit here with us. He is the comforter. He is the one that teach you and to take you all to all truth, tell you what's right, and show you which way to go, and lead you and guide us in the things to do. That's just such a blessing. I thank God so much for that. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank the Lord Jesus for sending him back when he left. He said, I got to go. If I don't go, he won't come back. And we need a comforter here. We need somebody to show us which way to go at all times. You know, like all this virus stuff out here. We know not to be running these streets, but the Holy Spirit is right here to say, no, you don't need to go out there. Mm-mm. Don't go that way. Mm-mm. Stay from out there because that virus is still well and alive and well. So we got to do what we got to do. You know, I just felt some kind of way. I ran out today. I felt some kind of way. Because I know God is bringing love in our hearts for humanity. That's what we're supposed to have for every human being. I mean, I haven't smiled at so many people, different ones. I ain't never seen white and black. It's a love in my heart differently now. For the white and black, I don't care if they prejudice. I don't care. That's their problem. I can love them, and ain't nothing they can do about it. But it's some out there loving me back because they were speaking to me just the same. It's a love God trying to get us to because I felt something tugging on my heart, on my spirit, man. When I was out, I was saying, Lord, is this what you want? You know, the first time we was in, we was stayed in so long, when I did go to the mailbox, I finally saw somebody, a white lady, and baby, we both were speaking. Hey, how you doing? We had our masks on, but we still just a joy to see somebody moving on our street. So, you know, God sent the Holy Spirit to let us know these things will come. It, you know what? And I know it's other things going to come. It's other things going to come. But if we listen to the Holy Spirit, that's why he's so important. If we listen to him, he could lead us and guide us on how to get in front of it, what to do, because God will let you know what to do. And it's never too late. He's always on time. He made time. Time belongs to God. So what we need to do, we need to focus more on the Holy Spirit. If you just try it. By yourself in your prayer closet. Try it. You don't even have to go in your prayer closet. Just get somewhere quiet where the Holy Spirit can minister to you and speak to him and see won't he speak back. This is what we need to do daily because time it's winding up. I mean, we're in the book of Revelations, like I said. So we got to get prepared for where God is about to take us, the things we got to go through. You know, even to that, it's not affecting us so bad, believers. It's not affecting us that bad. We don't feel a brunch crunch of it. But it's a lot of people do. It's a lot of the pastors, the bishops. You know, they, I guess, I don't know. I can't say what. But if we humble ourselves and turn from our wicked ways, if we just humble ourselves and call on the name of God, call on him, depend on him, let the Holy Spirit guide us, lead and guide us. When I tell you, God will show up and show out. The Holy Spirit already here with us. All we have to do is depend on him. All we have to do is call on him. That's what we have to do. Omniscient. He knows all things. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, all things. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. He's omniscient. And I know y'all know I can't pronounce good, but he knows all things. And we can't hide none from him, not nothing. Because he know everything. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. I'm going to read it again. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God. So we don't know the things of man. I don't know. I don't care what kind of prophet you say you are, or you are. You don't know anything unless the Holy Spirit give it to you. Unless it comes through them. We don't know nothing. We can make something up. Sound pretty good. But it's God who give it to us. The word of God, it comes from God's word. It's from him. The Holy Spirit will talk to you and tell you that you need to put a ponytail up or whatever he's saying. Yeah, it's the Spirit of God. Not man, and I ain't talking about these people reading your mind. That's not God. Don't read your mind. He don't have to do that. He's not a fortune teller. He's God Almighty. He made it. He's omnipotent. Spirit is all powerful. He's all powerful. God has spoken once. Twice have I heard this, that power belong unto God. Psalm 62, verse 11. God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belong unto God. He got it, but he don't. The devil think he got it, but he don't. But the power belong to God. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And I'm a living witness that you shall receive the power after the Holy Ghost have come upon you. You shall receive the anointing. After the Holy Ghost come upon you, that anointing falls all over you. To listen and stay connected to the Holy Spirit. He's eternal. The Holy Spirit is eternal. He is everlasting. He had no beginning, and he will have no end. The Holy Spirit of God. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? The eternal nature of the Holy Spirit can be illustrated in a circle. The circle has no starting or no ending point. Yet a circle exists. You can draw a circle around circle, and it has no beginning, still a circle. Well, that's the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. He has no beginning, and he has no ending. But he still exists. He still exists And that's awesome. The Holy Spirit is part of the triune nature of God. The Holy Spirit also has an individual personality. I love this, as he does. The Bible reveals that the Holy Spirit has a mind, and he does. Over in Romans chapter 8, verse 27 says, "And he that searches the heart knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit." He that searches the heart knows the mind of the Holy Spirit. That is just so awesome. It just blows with my mind every time. You know, because it's just so awesome. And he that searches the heart knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Now, I go to God in prayer and say, I want you to do this way and that way. And I ask him for this and I ask him for that. He usually do it. But then he searched my heart. He know what's best for me. So he may do it another way. But we have to trust God. We have to know that God's going to do it. Whatever way he do it, it's the best way for us. It's the best way. And he has his own mind. Our spirit man has a mind. Our spirit in us has a mind. So once you get to that point, we're not going to talk about it now, but once you get to that point, you'll know your spirit man has a mind. He searches out the human mind, but God have revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. And he has a will, the Holy Spirit does. But all things, all these worketh that one and that self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. The will of the Holy Spirit guides believers by denying permission for certain actions. And I know, this is what I'm saying, he will lead us and guide us into all truth. He's not going to allow us. He'll tell us when we're wrong. When we're trying to do wrong stuff, he's going to let us know whether we do it or not. When we, you know, when we're going into the club, believe me, you say you shouldn't, because believe me, I was sitting up in one night and heard him, "What you doing in here?" Just plain and clear. Oh, I was young. in the club, but I still heard him. He said, "What you doing in here?" And I kept going. And what happened? I got shot. So, see, don't play with him. Don't play with him. And it didn't stop me then. I went right back out there. But, honey, after a while, when God said move, I moved. I tell you that. I didn't been through some stuff. Don't think I've always been saved. I'm so holy. Ain't no earthly good. I'm not. I'm just who God called me to be, and I'm trying to be that person. It took me all these years to get where I am, and I don't want it to take nobody, you know, no longer than they have to get where they're supposed to be. Now, when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, after they were come to Mysia, they assailed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. Acts 16:6-7. See, when the Holy Spirit is telling you don't do this, and you do it, then what happened to you ain't nobody's fault but yours. And then the Holy Spirit would guide us by granting us permission. See, he didn't want them to do certain things, just like he don't want us today to do certain things. But we got to listen to him. We got to listen. Now, and after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. Well, he gave them permission to do this. But sometimes God don't want you to, you know, we feel like because we preaching the gospel, we should preach it, but it's a place, it's a time for everything. And God has an order. And when you do it out of his order, we out of order. And he's going to let you know you're out of order. Because just like when David went to fight and the Lord told him don't do it right then because he wasn't going to be with him, that was Joshua. And he did it anyway. God wasn't with him. He's got whooped. But we got to wait on God. Before we make our move, we got to wait on the Holy Spirit to speak to us. And he will, but we got to wait. We got to wait. He spoke to Philip. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to the chariot. He spoke to Peter, to the elders in Antioch. Believe me, the Holy Spirit will speak to you, and he's going to speak to you because this is what he wanted me to teach. So I know he's going to show you something. You don't even have to ask him. He's going to show you. He's going to show you. You know, because he wouldn't have had me teaching on this. You know, and it's a blessing anyway. It's just a blessing. You know, for God to do the thing, and he come right on back, the Holy Spirit come right on back, and he assures, this is right, this is what I said, this is what I want to happen. So I'm going to let you know that this is right. This is what I want you to do. Thank God that he could use us in that way. But, yeah, he spoke to Philip, he spoke to Peter, he spoke to the elders in the city of Antioch. While Peter, though, thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee. And believe me, he'll tell you. And he spoke to the elders. He said, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called thee. Revelations. No, that's Acts. chapter 13, verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
So the Holy Spirit is very sensitive. He has his own personality. And he'll speak to you. He'll teach us. He'll lead and guide us. Thank God for the Holy Spirit every day, because we need him. We need him. Jesus left him here. He sent him here to us. We need him. If we didn't need him, he wouldn't have sent him. So this is what I want you to do, those that will and believe in the Holy Spirit. Just let him talk to you. Just ask him to speak to you. Ask him to show you that he's real. Ask him to move, and he will talk back to you, lead and guide you, and he will. Believe me, he will. I thank and praise him, because always here. He's always here. If we leave him, we've been to left him. He won't leave us. He will not leave us. So we'll have to try it and let me know what happened. This is what I want you to do next, too, is to let me know if anybody tried it and did it. Because I'm telling you, and I know some people is kind of past that, but I love to hear him speak back. Because if you just sit still and think on him, he will speak to you all day. But you got to be still in your mind, in your spirit mind. You have to be still so the Holy Ghost can speak to you, and he will. I'm telling you. And it's a blessing that he'll do it. So I'm going to stop right here, because I got plenty more of the Holy Spirit. But that was just it right there. But I'm going to get ready to let you off. We got a couple of minutes. And I thank everyone for joining in with us on tonight. I give God praise for each one of you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you on tonight, and I thank you for your holy word. Father, I thank you for the Holy Spirit. I thank you for everyone that's under the sound of my voice, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to cover them, Lord. Cover each one of them and their families, Father. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory and praise. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with us all. God bless you all. God love you, and I love you too. You all have a good night. God bless you. See you on Friday. Same time.